I'm just continuing the laws of Zimun. So we're going to just walk through step by step how Zimun works and what it means. So first we say Rabotai Nevarech, which means gentlemen, let us bless. This is actually based on the Zohar that we should introduce, call each other in before we just praise God together. It's called the Hazmana. Holy things require an invitation. And it need not be in this exact language in Hebrew, but Tain Varech. So in many benches you'll see in Yiddish, Rabbi Sayyid Mirinville in benching, something like that. In Svaradim have a different nusach. Havlan, let's bless. And people say Shamayim, they ask the permission of the heavens. Truthfully, some people say Chavarai, my friends. I don't think it really matters. As long as we're just inviting each other to bless any language, some people say whatever works for you is fine. But most people say Rotan Verech. Then we say, everyone who's eating says that. May Hashem's name be blessed from now until forever. And the leader, the Mezamin, repeats that. He asked permission. Now, the idea here is that since it's such a great kavod, as we explained, to lead benching, he wants to ask permission in case someone else should have gotten that right. So sometimes they'll say balabayit, because the balabayit was the one who gave him the right to lead benching. Balabayit. Sometimes they'll say kohanim, because we said a kohen gets precedence. If there's any rabbis there, tamidei chachamim, so harav, you ask permission. And that's standard practice. There are those who say rabbanit. It's a little bit funny because anyway, a woman wouldn't be leading the benching generally. So you don't actually have to do that. And it actually shows a little bit of a misunderstanding of what the rishus is all about. But it's still nice. I don't have a problem with it personally. So anyways, rishus, whatever, marabatan, nevarech, she'achalnu mishaloh, bless the one who we ate from him. And we all say Baruch Shacham Shalom. This point you can add in Elokeinu if you have 10 people. The reason is that it's a greater Kiddush Hashem when you have 10 people. Baruch Elokeinu Shacham Shalom. 10 men, specifically. I believe, 10 men. Baruch Elokeinu Shacham Shalom. Or Baruch Shacham Shalom, depending on how many people. Baruch Chayinu. Many add in now Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. But you don't have to. Some do, some don't. There are different customs regarding that. At that point, the bencher actually should say the entire first bracha out loud, according to many poskim, at least according to Ashkenazi poskim. But most benchers don't know this, and b'di'evit, if you forgot to say the whole thing out loud, it still counts. It's still good. And there you have it. The bencher, the Zimun man continues to lead benching and say the last sentence of each paragraph. One last note, when you get up to Elokeinu, there's a custom to rise. This is not an obligation. Once again, it's a nice custom. But why not? You want to rise in honor of God. It's a beautiful thing. All right, there you have it. There's benching. If you have a cup and you're doing it on wine, and you hold the cup the whole time and say the blessing, Brave Guffin at the end, a little bit more complicated to Shever Bafos. But I think that was a short, concise summary of what the mezaminer needs to know. Have a great day.